Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Cast and sports entertainment, it's Brad, the dad, and father, Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Huge Pop Hub. I am Brad, the dad, and riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Father Greg.
Hey, bless you, my son.
Hey, buddy, happy Thanksgiving.
And to you too. Any Thanksgiving plans for you and your family?
Yeah, just on the wife's side, my brother is flipping a house, so that's a whole thing. So he's in New Brunswick, and my parents' anniversary is this weekend, so they just go away. They just say frig off.
Okay, all right. So flipping a house in New Brunswick.
Yes. So his partner,
his son, is very eager to go and help out.
I am not allowed to go help out.
And why not?
Because I am of no help.
Well, I mean, that's fair, but...
I know
the love your son has for New Brunswick and all things thereof.
Yeah, in Sussex. So, yes, it's Sussex and a few other places. But I'm not allowed to help out, Greg, because I am not handy. So, like, for example, when we paint in our family, do you know what my official job is?
I'm assuming paint stirrer.
Ladder holder and coffee gopher.
Ladder holderer. Gotcha. All right.
And coffee gopher and make lunch or take the lunch order and go pick it up.
Excellent.
And when we do plumbing, my official job is to lift said toilet off of the thing and touch nothing else.
Okay, fair. I mean, that's important.
That's the one thing I can do. I can fix the toilet. I can do most of the stuff because the plumber at my dad's work was very patient. But the electrical, no. Painting, no. Cooking, cleaning, yep. But nope. My wife does all that stuff because I'm not allowed to touch tools.
That seems reasonably fair for her to do that to you. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a hazard to myself and others. So, sure. So yeah, he's flipping the house and I'm of no help. So it's great.
I'm in the same boat. And Brad, I know just before we went on air, I said to you, I was like, I have three different names for tonight's episode and I don't know what one to call it. But as we talk here now, I think I've settled in on it.
Okay, what are we doing?
We're going to call this episode because we're going to start this episode and finish this episode in the exact same way.
Yep.
We need help.
Yeah, I think we do.
Episode, because I mean, as you talk about this right now, you're talking about, you know, your lack of skills in that area. I am also afflicted with that. My father, my grandfather were carpenters, and I can't hit a nail. Like, those genes did not come down to me. But yeah, we need help, Brad.
But the good news is, it may have passed on to your son because I have no skills. But my son is like looking forward to going to hang out with my uncle, his great uncle, and learning how to take apart a car.
Excellent. My son is enjoying tech ed at school. He's already made like some things there. So yeah, maybe, who knows?
All right. So Gregory.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about your week and why in blue hell were you up at 4 a.m. this morning?
Yeah, so let's pull the curtain back just slightly. Here we are. It's Friday evening, 4 o'clock. I'm actually, I got to do something fun that I don't get a chance to do a lot of at work this week, but, and Brett, I haven't told you, but as you text me at about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, I'm in the middle of building a robot at work to do stuff, which again, kind of fun getting it to be able to do things on its own to make my life easier makes me happy. So I was working away on that. I get this text from Brad. He's like, hey, do you want to record tonight or tomorrow morning? I'm like, I don't care. I don't really have plans either way. So let's go whatever you want. Brad says, okay, let's do tonight. That's fine and good. I go 6-ish, but 5:30. My wife comes in. She's like, just call the damn pizza place and order supper. So I call my pizza place and I just have to say, hey, it's Greg. And she's like, do you want your usual? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, okay, it'll be ready in a half hour. Like, that's the point I am with these people. They know exactly what I want when I call. They you know, I can be in and out of this call in about 10 seconds. And I apologize if you're hearing background noise. My next door neighbor has decided to be working on his deck this Saturday morning in a bit of a windstorm. So if you hear sawing or banging or anything, trust me, it's not me and Brad. All right, continuing on. So I get home from the pizza place. I have supper with the family. I get ready to go back to work for a little bit. And I get a text on my phone from Oliver's goalie partner's dad. And he's like, hey, just a heads up, just found out that there's a goalie session tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay. So then I'm thinking to myself, well, I already committed to Brad, so I guess I'll work. I'll watch SmackDown. I'll record the podcast from 11 to midnight. I'll sleep from 12 to 5:30 and get up and then go. And I text Brad. I'm like, hey, we're going to have to be fast tonight because I've got to get up early. You know, we should be good. Get out the door. He's like, no, no, no. We'll just do it in the morning. It's fine. So up we were. And at, I don't know, about 5:30 this morning, I finally decided to get up and get out of bed. At that point, I realized my wife had been up for about an hour and a half at that point because she woke up and couldn't get back to sleep. And at about 5:30, my dog said, yeah, it's time. I'm getting up now. You need to take me outside. So that's when, of course, I started my day. It was about 5:30 this morning. And we're done here, Brad. I think I am on a Brad approved trip. I think I'm going to take a quick run to Costco. I brought home some bean candy Thursday night. And my wife saw one of the bags of Halloween candy and she's like, you know, there's a lot of stuff in that I would like. If we had a second bag of that, then I could have a bag and then you have a bag to hand out. So I'm going to go see if I can get another bag of Halloween candy. Because that's the trick, people. This is some life advice from Greg and we need some, like, you know, musical interlude here. Maybe I need my own bumper music here when we kind of break into this life advice from Father Greg. When you're picking up Halloween candy, you know you're going to eat it. So pick up the extra early. So that way, you know, you set yours aside. What we do in our house typically is I buy the Halloween candy, I buy baggies from the dollar store. I put my bag of chips, I put my little thing of chocolate bars, I put my candy in it, do them up. Then I know in advance, I have 100 bags, I have 100 kids coming to the house.
Yep.
At the end of the night, I know that I started with 100 bags. No one eats the bags when they're prepared. And then I know at the end of the night, if I had 60 kids show up, I have 40 bags left. Math is easy. 100 minus 40, I gave out 60 bags of candy. Or Halloween trick-or-treaters came to my house. But always buy the extra early. So that way you can keep your wife, your kid, whatever, yourself happy. And you still have treats to hand out. So little pro tip.
So you know what we call that? What you ready?
Give us some fatherly wisdom.
See?
I'm always prepared.
Yeah, you are. You are. I don't know if you saw my text this morning of what I also wanted you to prepare. You probably didn't. So
I do have that. I have that.
Excellent. Excellent.
Because we are, you know, it's Sunday or Saturday here on a long weekend. I'm not doing anything other than what? No, I have to cook anything. That's even better. My sister-in-law makes the turkey. So we just go over there and she is like Martha Stewart. Famously before Brad, there was in the BB time when Trez went over there for one, she had made one of those Martha Stewart type pumpkin soups in a pumpkin.
Very good.
Yep. Except that, you know, if you take too much of the bottom of the pumpkin out when you make your pumpkin soup and you try and lift it up, sploosh.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to smoke my turkey on Monday. That's my current plan. So that's what we'll probably end up doing is smoke the turkey on Monday. My wife will probably make, because when you smoke the turkey, there's really no drippings and stuff, so she'll probably end up making the gravy ahead of time. So we always pick up some like chicken wings or something like that. You never know the difference.
Yep.
Does her make ahead gravy? But one of the things that I love with our cooked meals is there's a recipe. If you just kind of Google Jamie Oliver smashed potatoes, best roasted potatoes. The way that we do the mashed potatoes is the smashed potatoes parboil first, and then on a cookie sheet, then they're baked with a little bit of oil and sage and garlic and stuff like that. So you get like this really fluffy interior and this crust on it, and it is so good. So yeah, those are kind of the highlights for us. And of course, dressing with the Newfoundland savory that I have all time. So yeah, nope, that's some Thanksgiving. We pre-picked up our pumpkin pie from Costco.
Do you do the sweet potatoes, Greg?
My wife enjoys a sweet potato. I'm not a huge fan of sweet potato. I picked up, you know, some butternut squash for her. Seen some squash. Picked up some Brussels sprouts, some asparagus, some broccoli. So like there's a few green things there. So I'm kind of basic. Carrot, turnip, turkey dressing. I'm happy. You know, the asparagus is good. The broccoli is fine. I'm not a fan of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, me neither. I would take the green beans, especially if they're full green beans, put a little bit of oil on them, a little Parmesan cheese, some salt, pepper, and then roast them like at a very high temperature. They get a little crispy. We do the sweet potatoes with the pecans on the top. That's really good. Right. And my mother-in-law turned me on to minty peas. So it's like... Yes, you put a little bit of mint in with the peas, and it's got just not so much that it's like mouthwash, just a tiny little hint, and it just makes them taste fresh, very fresh.
Peas that taste like mouthwash. That sounds appetizing.
Yeah, with a little bit of red bean, a little bit of red pepper, but again, she doesn't put enough to taste like mouthwash. It's just that little hint of, so it makes it taste very fresh, very new. Okay, Greg, let's talk a little bit about the PLE. Did you watch the PLE because I watched it like the weirdest way ever.
I watched it live on Netflix.
Oh, amazing. Oh, you watched it from Brazilian Netflix or Portugal or someplace like that?
Yeah, Brazil started it early with Netflix. So I just happened, like, you know, Brad, we have to make our annual pilgrimage down to Brazil to defend our East Coast Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, so, once a year,
right? So last weekend, after we finished recording, I was able to grab a quick flight down to Brazil. I know you weren't able to join me this year, so it was, you know, kind of a handicap match.
But you still defended the title successfully.
Defended the title successfully, and then while I was down there, I happened to be in my hotel room, I turned on my Netflix, and bam! On Brazilian Netflix, I got the PLE. So
wow.
It was great.
I think for a Saudi Arabian show, we might have to, we, you know what? I missed the first defense. So maybe we'll go back and we'll give those guys a rematch and we'll just smoke them, Greg. Like it'll take, if you can beat both of them by yourself, imagine what we can do together.
I tell you, like, it, you know, it wasn't the same without you, but you know, maybe I can, we can take a look. I mean, there's the PLE one in Saudi. There's the PLE in Vancouver after that. So, I mean, maybe we can figure something out. Maybe we've got to get out of the country for that one, but we'll figure out something. But yeah, no, it was great to be able to watch the PLE on Netflix. Yeah.
With a player that actually works?
Player worked fine. There was no real issues there. I mean, I liked the PLE. Besides, really, there was the Judgment Day match that really didn't belong, in my opinion. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Ian? And the breaks between matches was just
brutal.
Yeah. And maybe it's a Netflix thing, but like, I didn't get a lot of, I usually watch those on Peacock.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lot of filler with WWE commercials. So maybe that's what I got instead. So I don't know.
So I ended up watching it like Thursday, because that was my trip. It was flat out for the entire thing. And yeah, it's, you know, sales trips. You're when you're not working and you're socializing, you're still working. So it was great. I mean, I enjoyed the trip very much, but yeah, saw the PLE. I really liked it. Again, you're talking about Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. That was the only match. It wasn't that it was a bad match. It just felt weird in a sea of title matches. And big matches. It was like, did this really? Because it didn't solve anything.
No, it was just one of these things just didn't belong there.
Yep.
Right. That's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah, it's weird. So, all right, Greg. And then from there, we literally rolled into SmackDown because they are milking this PLE for everything it's worth.
Oh yeah, 100% they were.
Greg, so recap one. That button's going to get some exercise tonight.
Yes, it is.
Dude, we are our first one basically rolled into the PLE and we saw how The Rock came back and just stood there.
Yes, it is. He did, in fact, stand there.
Greg, what is going, like, what is going on with the... with this? Is this teasing? I mean, The Rock's not going to get involved in Survivor Series. There's no way he's getting into War Games.
Could he get into War Games? I doubt it, but that's where we are. I mean, it could very well happen that he gets involved, but I doubt it. I don't know what we're going to get.
So that was interesting. And we start off with Jimmy Uso, and boy, Greg, did the crowd pop?
Yeah. Jimmy Uso's music hit, and I had no idea the hell it was Jimmy Uso.
Really?
Yeah. At first, it's like, what is this music?
Oh, weird.
Well, it's been so long, right? I mean, yes, we had the PLE last week, but yeah, if I could remember that.
He's so good. Like, he was amazing. Greg's like, no.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I mean, I don't think I like the Usos separately.
I know that they're eventually going to have to get back together, but I hope that both guys get a little bit of a run as singles because they're both pretty decent wrestlers. They both have gotten way better on the mic, from the Haka dancing I can't cut a promo if my life depended upon me to what we got now. I mean, they iced Jimmy Uso the last time Jay was hurt.
But I miss the Haka, I'm not gonna lie. I miss that coming out. Yeah,
so the promo starts with Jimmy and he was excited that he is back, he's ready to kick his little brother's arse. because he's always going to be the big brother. Roman's out. Roman says, instead of acknowledge me, Greg, he says, join me.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And he join did. Me in a, because he had acknowledged Jimmy.
There were so many interesting lines in this promo that I was like, yeah, I could have. I wish I'd had a chance to have marked them down as I went. But yeah, this was a great little promo. I'm not going to lie.
He's not a wise man. He's not used to being in, not out of control, but he's ready for a fight. And Jimmy thinks that they need help. And Roman just looks and says, no yeet.
No yeet. No yeet. Yeah, I want the wise man back.
And Jimmy says, well, I'm the only one left in the family that's acknowledging you as tribal chief. And Greg, you know what I like about this? It accomplished a lot in very efficient style.
It did. And we've got a new name for Jimmy Uso.
Which is? No Big Yeet? Jim. Big Jim.
Well, that's what Roman calls him. To acknowledge, yep. Big Jim.
Greg, it was a great segment. And is this a bloodline that you can live with?
Yes. Yes, it is. Because as I watch this, I'm like, all right, we're talking bloodline again. And I'm starting to get interested. And that scares me just a little bit. Because I've been down this road many times with WWE. And I don't want to go down it again. But I'm at a point now where I'm done with Bloodline 2.0 and I'm ready for Bloodline 3.0.
You're ready for Bloodline 3.0?
I guess. Is that what we're on now?
Maybe more than that, dude.
I don't know. I lost count.
It's been a long time. Like, we've been watching this show for, it feels like, ever. And the Bloodline has been one of the main focal points.
Yeah. It seems like the Bloodline's been there for going on 20 years now. It's too much.
It's you know what the problem is, Greg? You're hearing the voice that keeps on calling you down the road. That's where it's always going to be.
And what voice is that?
It's the voice of, you don't know, you didn't get that musical reference.
No.
All right, here we go.
All right, give it to me.
The future of your business is here. With Wix, you get advanced AI.
That's where I'll always be. It's like an anniversary of the Little's Hobo here in Canada. So for those of you who don't know, that was that's Canadian. That's CanCon right there.
So funny that I actually used that this week. I used the Littlest Hobo in a discussion with my wife. So yeah, no, I didn't get that. I didn't put that together this morning. The tea is not hit yet. So thank you.
Recap number two. Music video to rewatch The Blood of Bad Blood.
Yeah, because that's what I need.
Oh, and then recap number three. More Bad Blood recaps.
Taylor Swift pay-per-view. Like, I don't know why they didn't try to get her music for that.
I don't know either. So, yeah, this is where I put a note in the app below. I had to log out and re-log into the Sportsnet 360 app as I was watching it. Netflix, here I come.
You're really looking forward to that Netflix. I tell you, on the iPad last week, it worked great for me.
Well, Netflix works on everything, and Sportsnet 360 works on nothing.
No, I meant Sportsnet app worked beautifully for me on the tablet last week. Remember when I was?
Oh yeah, well, deleting stuff. Apple TV does not like my. I thought so. Then I went to the Android. It was like, nope, no better. It's just it's a clunky system. Carmelo Hayes versus LA Knight. This might be the best LA Knight match I've seen in a long time.
Sure. I mean, as they announced Carmelo Hayes, I'm thinking to myself, this, like, I would normally say the worst thing that ever came out of Boston was the Bruins, but I may be wrong. It may be Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, and don't forget, we get another recap. Because AJ Styles got hurt last week. Hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So Carmelo starts off hot, and then Andrade's there, and that throws him off. And that's the story of this match. He can't deal with the fact that Andrade is watching him.
Yeah.
A great pop-up power slam by LA Knight. LA Knight hits a springboard elbow drop at some point, which is like he jumps from the middle rope to the top rope and then off. It looked like he was busting out some moves. Somebody heard him say he can't wrestle, and he's like, oh yeah. The blunt force trauma block into a head scissors cutter, which was like a head scissors and then a cutter. Hayes and LA Knight had some great sequences. I really enjoy Andrade blocking the finisher by distracting him. And then he goes for a backdrop, LA Knight does. And when he knows Hayes is going to roll right out of it, and he grabs him for blunt force trauma. These guys have incredible chemistry. Why is this not our best of seven?
That's a great question. I wish I had an answer for you. But yeah, I like the match. I mean, you knew Carmelo was going to lose again. So he's like, what is he now? Like 4-20 in his SmackDown?
He's won at least three matches because he's beat Andrade three times.
Yeah. Okay. So he might be five now then.
And he beat AJ.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, like, for a guy who can wrestle so well, they really don't like this kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's a great wrestler. He puts on great matches, but I'm worried he's, you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm worried he's in a Dolph Ziggler land.
You know what? That was probably very fair.
Is he Dolph Ziggler? Is he the Dolph Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler? He may be here to show the world.
All right. Cody's in the back. He thanks Jimmy for the save, and he gives, that's the one favor you get.
Whoa. Now, that's not who he thanks.
Oh, sorry. He thanks Big Jim.
Big Jim. And what is, and who?
I don't know. Who do you thank, Greg?
Big Jim and Sea Dog.
Sea Dog. Oh my gosh.
Which was another potential name for this podcast. Big Jim and Sea Dog.
This is the worst one. Okay, so Big Jim, Sea Dog, they're hanging out, and he's handling business tonight. And Big Jim thinks, hey man, I see you handling business, tapping that world title. So sure, this is our segue into Crown Jewel. Greg, what do you get if you win the Crown Jewel Championship?
Nothing.
Okay, let's make something up, because I think this needs some story. And for the
god awful belts,
which you can only wear in Saudi Arabia, and they probably leave it in the display case there.
Yeah, I think it's ugly.
So what should you get? Like, that's because that's what I'm thinking. Like, what should you get? You should, like, if they put stakes to this, there's actually something that would be worth it. Yeah, like, but the problem is they don't want to paint themselves into a corner, because, like,
yeah,
you know what you should get? You should get a little ticket that says you can block Money in the Bank, Money in the Bank being cashed in on you.
No, see, if it was me, I think that. I was thinking something along the lines of like Survivor Series, like traditional Survivor Series match,
yep,
where you get to pick your team before the other person does.
Oh, you know what? You just came up, or you get to draft one person. You get to draft one person off of your show and one person from the other show onto your show.
You get to do a trade? Sure.
Yeah. And you get to pick who's involved. And the GMs have nothing to say with it. And then faces work with their GM, and heels just trade away somebody they don't like.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Like, you could, like, if you think about it from Nia's perspective, she could get rid of Naomi or Bayley,
right?
Ditch them off the show. Liv Morgan would want to win because she wouldn't get Rhea sent to SmackDown. From Cody's perspective, he probably wants someone like Sami Zayn back.
Maybe, yeah.
He wants a friend or Jim. He likes Jimmy. That would get Jimmy onto the right show for this Bloodline story.
Yeah, possibly that could do.
And then Gunther, he probably wants Sami Zayn out of there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some stuff to be done. Or maybe he doesn't want to deal with Seth Rollins anymore.
Could be that too. Who knows?
So there you go. We've just made this relevant. The two girls from Metaphor, the Metaphor ladies are there. And they're going to get a women's tag match on SmackDown.
Yeah. We get a promo of who they are.
And their entrance before things go sideways.
Okay. So, yeah, because it's Lash Legend and
Jakara Jackson,
who she says that we must call her Miss Jackson, which also brought me into potentially a second name for this episode before deciding on We Need Help. Because when I heard Miss Jackson, they were going up against the champions. The first thought that came to my head for Miss Jackson was, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real.
Oh, I thought you were just going to cue me up because
that's where I was going. I queued you up. That's it.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. Mamas. Baby mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am.
And I swear to God, if the YouTube, I swear to God, if the YouTube short this week isn't you dancing to Outkast, then I don't know what it is.
The whitest white boy dancing. It's the
was hysterical. I was just there looking at it like, this is a thing of beauty of just watching Brad dance here and just no selling.
Yeah, it was incredible. And we're gonna get to this women's tag match. I have a little trivia for the women's tag match for you. Okay. So. But first, Kevin Owens comes out, and the most interesting thing, during the entrance, he comes flying from the crowd. He interrupts the Metaphor's entrance, which, by the way, is really amazing. It's even better when all four of them are together and each one of them has their pose, and they just pose, and then they start moving in the background.
So it's like Zuckerberg pay them for this, or
no? It's great, Greg. I love Metaphor. I'm hoping they get called up when the fourth member of Metaphor is healed up. Kevin Owens, and he's not, Kevin Owens is there. He wants to explain why he attacked Cody, but he's suspended. So they cut off his mic and they surround the ring, and Cody comes out to pick a fight, and Randy Orton tries to be the peacemaker. But when Orton says, Cody, I got this. Cody's starting to leave. Orton goes in to talk to Kevin Owens, and when he gets behind Kevin Owens, he gets an elbow, and then he just drops Kevin Owens. Like, there must have been some, like, hey, brother, I know you're going to hit me real hard. Make it look good. And because it looked like Kevin had a bloody mouth after that.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. You don't see this. You don't see this happen often on WWE TV, and I really wish I was there in the crowd last night in South Carolina. I think they were South Carolina last night, weren't they?
Yep, yeah. South Carolina.
Because just think of it. Like, if you're sat there in the crowd watching this live, you don't have the audio of what's going on in commentary. Yep. So you get these two people coming out to do their match. You get their entrance, and then you see the kerfuffle of Kevin Owens and then being escorted out and all that stuff. It's just, you know, WWE has been on fire with not officially filming a Kevin Owens Cody Rhodes fight at the end of Bad Blood outside in the truck or at the bus, sorry, and leaving it to fan footage, whether legitimate or not, to capture this, to build this storyline. I love this. I loved every second of this. This was so different and nice and new. 100% on board.
Okay, so it's a great angle. I think Donnie's going to be talking more about this on the weekend on the main show. He was up on the comments last night. Yeah, I think it's the best thing going because it's blurring the lines. And I don't know who the heel in this is, because I think Kevin Owens is in the right. He can be mad at Cody for siding with somebody who made his life miserable. Just because he's now a face doesn't mean that everything that Roman did wasn't despicable.
It's fair.
And Randy Orton trying to be the peacemaker got himself in friendly fire. And yeah, like everything is, it's shades of gray, and I love it.
Yeah.
Eventually we do get, so Chelsea and Piper, we're in the back. We saw them. They're going to go have a watch of this match because it's Bianca and Jade versus Metaphors, Lash Legend and Katara Jackson. Boy, oh boy, Greg. And Triple Williams is in the crowd, NXT champion, recently winning the title. So fun fact, I'll give you a hint. Trip Williams is dating one of the girls from Metaphor. Greg, which one is he dating?
I'm going to guess Lash Legend.
Good job, Greg. Yeah, so there are a couple. I was like, oh, that's why Trip's here.
I was going to say, that has to be the absolute worst name in WWE. Like,
Lash Legend.
Lash Legend is something that you find in the mall.
It's like a place that you go get your lash, your extensions like, on.
Yeah, I was going to say that other members of her team should be like brow wax.
Weave snatch.
Yeah, petty, you know. Petty and Manny should be the other part. Like, I feel like this is bad Maximum Male Models, right? Like,
okay, so they attack from behind. They have two cool moves. The thing where they do the flip off the shoulders, yeah. And then where Lash Legend holds Bianca in a wheelbarrow position and you get a cutter. Like, those girls have some tag moves. And then we get our classic DDT foot push suplex finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And then, of course, the whole thing with Chelsea Green. Apparently, she still smells like garbage. And she landed in Michael Cole's lap and he was dry heaving.
Yes, that was so funny. Cole and Chelsea is, I guess, the new Bailey and Cole.
Yeah,
because I'm just loving every minute of this. It's so, you know, good.
Our buddy Sean Burkhead complained about this show on the board, and I was like, behind, because I always start late. And I'm like, what's wrong with Sean? I love you, Sean, but seriously, this was great so far. There wasn't like anything that I'm like offended by. Like, our standards for SmackDown are pretty low after some years of garbage and garbage and garbage. But this was actually all compelling.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mind any of this. So, yeah, no.
Okay. So we get a recap of Cody, Randy, and Kevin Owens. And Cody's in the back with Nick Aldis and Randy Orton. Randy Orton's like, I'll handle this. And Nicole's like, dude, Cody, you got to deal with the crown jewel stuff. I need you to win this. There are big stakes involved with this. And finally, Cody's fine. And then Nicole looks at Randy Orton and says, you're the peacemaker.
Like, blessed be him.
Blessed be the peacemakers. Okay, dude, we then get Tiffy and Nia coming out. The best part about this was the fact that Tiffy was there. And somewhere, yeah, there was a whole bunch of men on the internet after this segment.
I bet there was.
So Naya's there in the ring. Apparently they patched things up a little bit because she destroyed Bailey. She gave her compliment for being awesome, but she's going to destroy Liv Morgan. And then she grabbed Tiffy by the head and almost like a headlock, but like the big brother giving a hug and then says, after I destroy her, just cash in right there. You can win this title. And yeah, that's going to be the plan, except that out comes Naomi, who is like, I beat you. I pinned you. And she's like, yeah. Nia's like, yeah, but you didn't pin me by yourself. So they got each other's faces and it looks like we're going to get a match because that's what she wants. And for some reason, Liv Morgan is there with her new diesel. Like,
let me peel back the onion here a little bit. I am watching this while at the arena this morning. I did not watch the show last night. I had it in the corner of my iPad. I didn't have it in full screen because there was I had something else I was working on as well. And honest to God, I thought Raquel Rodriguez was Rhea Ripley.
Well, they are in real life, like, very close. So it's like all these people who are friends are hanging out and doing an angle together.
But it's the same gear, right? Like, there's very little differentiation right now between Rhea Ripley and what she wears to the ring, the black leather thing, to what Raquel Rodriguez is wearing. So for a minute, I was like, why is Rhea Ripley involved in this? I'm like, oh, no, wait, that's Raquel Rodriguez. Because, again, we have to, you know, also use same letters on everything. R.
Well, yeah, and it's N versus N. It's Naomi versus Nia Jax. We have the, like, it's just, yeah, WWE. At least they get both two names now. Because if you were Naomi, you not like you have a last name.
No, that's fair.
Or if you're Bailey, you don't have a last name.
Or Pam.
Yeah, that's right. She's just Pam. So Tiffany could have been Tiffany. Yeah, they could have given her another T. They really missed the boat on that. She should have been Tiffany.
Do you really want to call her double T?
Yeah. I'm going to move on. Naomi hits a little bit of offense, but Nia powers over. She got some submissions she's been working on, and she does that hip thrust to the corner where Naomi's head's next to the outside of the post, and she comes crashing into the post and squishes Naomi's head. It looked great. This was a great match too. Naomi has that head scissors driver. But whenever Naomi's about to pin Nia Jax, she's smart enough to roll out of the ring. Then we get shenanigans from the outside where Tiffy's going to use the briefcase and Raquel Rodriguez blocks it. Naomi attacks. They're in the ring. There's a distraction by Raquel. Liv hits a briefcase shot to Nia Jax, and there's a power bomb from the middle rope by Naomi. She stacks her up and pins. So Naomi has pinned Nia Jax, leading to a championship match, which definitely makes me wonder, Greg, like, because Liv Morgan, they have to build up something with Liv and Nia Jax because it's a heel versus heel match.
It is, in fact, a heel versus heel match.
Any chance Naomi's getting swapped in? Because we'd get a way better match with Naomi and Liv rather than Nia Jax and Liv. I think in Nia Jax and Liv wrestle, somebody's getting hurt.
Yeah, that's a distinct possibility. Not gonna lie.
Okay. So after this, Mello's in the back, and we had these like back-to-back backstage segments because Mello's in the back. He's mad. He's tired of Andrade being in his business. So guess what, Greg? Time to finish the best of seven.
That's all it is.
And the winner might get a U.S. title match. And Santos Escobar gets up and says, "What about us?" He's like, "What about Los Garza? What about whomever the female wrestler that's in their faction that never wrestles is?"
Yeah.
Electra Lopez, poor Electra. And Nicholas says that he has special opponents for them, a new debuting tag team. I wonder who this could be, this car-themed team.
I don't know. I have no idea who quite possibly that will be.
And yeah, So Solo's in the back. He cuts a promo about getting his brother. We get the signs. Then we get recap number seven. How the Bloodline kept their titles. This leads Street Profits and DUI. Oops, that's a different tag team. DIY.
Were you yourselves on this?
Oh, no. DIY arguing. And while they're in each other's faces, Kevin Owens apparently is beating up Randy Orton, and this camera just go run sideways to see this. Oh, wait, before. So the NHL put WWE titles on the inside of the rings, and WWE lost its mind.
That's entirely fair.
And Cole is so excited that there's signs back.
But he doesn't know anything about hockey.
Oh, and let's do two more recaps. Do you want to watch the Bad Blood to a theme song? Because that's a recap. Do you want to see how...
Hold on. Only if it's Taylor Swift.
Do you want to see how Solo took out Jimmy? Because that's a recap. Like,
yeah,
so this show was great, but if you told me that Kevin Dunn snuck into the truck last night and was like calling shots, I would not have been surprised.
Hold on. At one point, I think they even said Kevin Dunn
when they were doing the sign segment. Yeah. He said he was going to say Kevin Owens and he said Kevin Dunn instead.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that's an AEW don't hear on WWE TV.
Ever. So that's how you tell Kevin Dunn is not there, because Kevin Dunn got mentioned on commentary, but I did feel like he was in the back. Although the Jimmy one was so important, was great, because it showed why we were having Solo and Jimmy have this match. And Jimmy starts off hot. He flies the outside, taking out his brother there, but the bloodline is all the way around there. And this match was all about cheap shots from the outside and Jacob Fatu doing really impressive looking things. And the tag champs looking somewhat menacing.
Sure.
So there's all kinds of good spots in this match, but I want to go to the end, because this really doesn't pick up until near the end where they screw Jimmy and Jimmy takes a Samoan spike and the bloodline's going to beat him down. But out comes Roman for the save, and Roman mows through the bloodline one Superman punch at a time, because they can't, they're like putties. They can't all attack him at once and swarm him. He gets the Superman punch, every one of them, gets in the ring. And just when he's going to take out Solo, back in comes Jacob Fatu, back in comes the bloodline. Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, they're all attacking, and they just leave Jimmy and Roman laying. And finally, Big Jim looks over to Roman and says, we need help.
We need help, which again, it's our episode title, Brad, because you and I, we need help, buddy. So does the OTC, which again sounds, when I hear OTC, I don't think the original tribal chief, I think over the counter, and I'm wondering what drug I'm getting.
Greg, I wish we were getting, this was, so I gotta tell you, I've really enjoyed this show.
Yeah.
And I think that this is one of the, another great episode, not as good as last week, but last week was a rare gem and this was excellent. But I say it's a very good show, which means we need to go to the synopsis, because I think I'm going to not use any of the negative sounds.
Oh, you are.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
I like how Greg's like, oh, you will. By the way, bonus sound effects today is brought to you by my family, who are now up and out of bed because it's almost 10 o'clock.
That seems fair.
Okay, Gregory, let's go back to the beginning. And we are going to start with Big Jim and the OTC cutting a promo. How do we feel about this promo?
Yeah.
I like this.
It was very good.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. We then go right into the, well, any of the promos and stuff, all that garbage, that's all cut.
Filler we always cut.
How about Carmelo Hayes and L.A. Knight? Yeah.
Okay. This was fine.
So it's more like a.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like it was a good match, but I'm sick of Carmelo Hayes and I'm sick of that being pushed down my throat that we're going to get another match out of this of Carmelo and Andrade.
Okay. I think it, we're going to keep. How do you feel about the Jimmy and Cody interaction in the back?
Oh, I think we can keep that only for
Big Jim.
And Big Jim.
Acknowledge me.
Kevin Owens steals the microphone, Greg, and steals the show.
Love this.
The women's tag title situation.
This is probably where I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, I think we could have just. They could have tightened that up.
It was only 2 minutes.
Yeah, but the stuff around it, I don't know. The part with Chelsea Green, though, we got to keep that. You know why?
Chelsea! It's fair.
Because we love Chelsea.
We do.
Tiffy and Nia promo leading to the match.
Yeah, I think that this is good. I think that I liked all of this.
It's Tiffy time.
And what about the match itself with all the foolishness?
Yeah, I meant the whole thing.
Oh wow, okay. Then, okay. Then we have like 5 minutes of backstage stuff, Greg, with the Melo and Andrade, Santos Escobar, Kevin Owens. What do you want to do with all of this?
I think we're going to keep it all because I think it all is pushing the storyline forward for next week.
Wow. All right. That means... I don't think I have enough positive sound effects because normally we have to mix in some other ones. Then we get our main event. Jimmy Uso versus Solo Sikoa.
So like this, but I think they could have tightened it up. It's 13 and a half minutes or 14 minutes. Sorry. Yeah. This started a little.
This needed a. Yeah, it felt that it was a little padding the show at the end because really we were waiting for the end and Roman and the run in and the because that's this whole thing has to lead to a match in Vancouver called War Games.
Oh, you don't have that one.
War games. When we get closer, Greg. So, right. Greg, for the YouTube clip, quickly, why don't you go through all the stuff you kept? So, you kept the beginning with Jimmy.
Yeah. All right. Give me a sec. Let's cue it up. All right. So, what did we like this week? We loved the opening segment with Roman Reigns and Jimmy Uso in it. We're okay with the LA Knight and Carmelo Hayes, but we're getting sick of Carmelo Hayes and that we're going to get it again with Andrade. We absolutely adored the Kevin Owens interrupting the Lash Legend and Miss Jackson segment and the beatdown that happened and fight with Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. The tag match with Jade and Bianca was there. Certainly probably didn't need to be on the show. And I'm looking forward to the day that Jade and Bianca no longer hold those belts. The Nia Jax Naomi segment / match was great. Loved every minute of that. We had some great backstage stuff tonight. And then the main event Solo and Jimmy. It was okay. I liked it, but it was a little long. So maybe if you skip through part of that, you really need to see mainly the last 5 minutes of that match.
So overall, Greg, really liked this show. I really liked this show. And yeah, it's a thumbs up show. So you can check out this episode of SmackDown, wherever you rewatch SmackDown. And you can check out the rest of our podcasts at the Huge Pop Hub. We'll have the main show coming out this Sunday on TSN Radio, but also available. The long form version of it will be available in your podcatcher, wherever you find Huge Pod Pub. You also get the Raw Dogs will be back this week. I was so happy to hear them back this week. It was good that everybody's up and around and ready to go. And yeah, I mean, we'll be back next week covering SmackDown. Greg, one of these is going to be like a super early SmackDown because I think we get a Saudi Arabian SmackDown coming up where it's like middle of the afternoon.
Do you know what? I haven't looked to see to block some time in calendar, but when we go off air here, we'll try to make some arrangements because we like to record those shows early if we can get them out to you. Yeah. The only other thing, Brad, is don't forget to check out our YouTube page, youtube.com, and it's Smack Daddy's. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and on socials, we are SmackDaddyCA because somebody took the original. Whatever, it's fine. And yeah, check out the shorts that we produce. Also, if you like the podcast, but for some reason don't want to use a podcast catcher, it's available on YouTube as well. So the whole show is available on YouTube after the fact. And other than that, Greg, this was an excellent show. They won't be able to listen to this in Russia because I put in those songs. And the Russian YouTube gods will block it just because I put in two popular songs.
That's all right.
Yeah, screw those guys. Anyways, yeah. For the one person listening in Russia, I am so sorry that you had to find this as a podcatcher and you can't see it on YouTube. Yeah, other than that, guys, we are grateful that you've joined us. Remember, the contest is still ongoing. We are seeking to get, once we get 100 subscribers on YouTube, and I think we've already qualified in the other two platforms. We're getting to those points. So we'll give out some T-shirts.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, guys, have a great week. We the ones.
Go to the outer limits of your mind.